So the Senate voted 34-0 this week to approve $152 million in supplemental spending for Selfridge. That had already previously passed the House. I'd bet you a cup of coffee that Governor Gretchen Whitmer is going to sign that thing. But it also unlocks almost $800 million, $792 to be specific, in federal funding for construction for the preparation of the new aircrafts that are going to be there, the F-15EX and the KC-46 tankers. And it is exciting news for Selfridge, obviously, but it does put new life into that base. Ron Robinson is the representative of Michigan's 58th District. Selfridge is in your neck of the woods. Representative, it's good to have you.
Thanks for having me on this morning. I'm very excited about this fighter mission coming to Selfridge. Very, very big win for the entire state.
Yeah, no doubt about it, and some good bipartisan work here. Before we get to that, I want to just get your reaction to the news yesterday of Mike Duggan dropping out of the gubernatorial race.
Well, I mean, I got to tell you, it sent shockwaves through Lansing, to be sure. And I understand the not raising funds aspect of it, but you know, I don't know. I think you just talk out and talking to my constituents, and you know, at least in Macomb County, I know a lot of moderates were looking very serious at him. So I don't put a lot of stock in the polls. So I don't know if he thinks he didn't have a path, but just for people I've talked to, not to say he would have won, but I know there was a lot of people extremely, you know, surprised by his announcement yesterday.
Yeah. So let's talk about Selfridge here. The $152 million for the runway project is now all but signed, sealed, and delivered. Governor Gretchen Whitmer's got to put her John Hancock on it, and then that's going to be a go. And then this thing really starts to pick up.
And that's the thing. And you know, there's been a lot of confusion about, you know, why is the state picking this up? And you know, just to catch people up, there was, you know, people in the Air Force that maybe didn't want this mission to come to Selfridge so much. And so Governor Whitmer and Speaker Hall went to President Trump and said, hey, can we expedite this so that we get these fighter jets before you leave office to ensure this is going to happen? Mm-hmm. And so, you know, the deal they came out of the room with is like, sure, but, you know, the state's going to have to fork over the money to get these runways built to prepare for them. And, you know, back in March, the House passed my clean resolution bill that, with no pork, $152 million for Selfridge. And, you know, over the last couple of months, there's been a lot of political games and, you know, political this, that, and the other thing. But at the end of the day, they needed the money by June 1st. And like you said, the governor's going to sign it probably in the next couple of days, and we're going to get this done. And it's quite exciting because this is going to be a huge windfall for Michigan. This is going to bring hundreds of millions of dollars of economic impact to the state every year.
I was going to ask you about that because, it's when the governor went to Washington and met with the president and met with Secretary of War Pete Hegseth, the ball was rolling. It felt like there was a lot of forward momentum. They understood the national security interest for Selfridge to remain a vital part of their portfolio. But I always am a little cautious until things really kind of get done. But this is part of that direction. And when you talk about the economic impacts of it, it is synonymous with the community in Macomb County. I mean, really much of Southeast Michigan, but particularly Macomb County, and the economic impact there is going to continue to be great and bigger.
Yeah, and I think it's going to bring business to Michigan. I mean, you know, I don't think people understand, you know, how state-of-the-art these jets are. And this is going to create a lot of excitement, again, not just from Macomb County, but it's going to fan out through the entire state. So I think there's going to be a lot of districts that are affected by this in a positive way.
Yeah, interesting. Representative Ron Robinson, thank you so much for your time. As always, we appreciate you. It's nice to talk with another Specs grad as well.
Yes, sir.
Have a nice Memorial Day and a nice long weekend, and we'll talk again soon.
Thanks for having me. Talk to you soon.
Yeah, you got it. Meanwhile, the DNC unveiled their autopsy of the 2024 presidential election yesterday, and I'm running through the whole report. And one of the things that they try to make very clear is this isn't the stance of the DNC. We had commissioned this report and here's what we got, and we want to release this as a result of transparency. Okay. Well, part of what it does is it paints a pretty rough picture for Democrats, because early in the report, it basically acknowledges that elections, including 2024, might lead to some changes within the party's approach. The kind of thinking denialist at its core prevents the party from seeking real accountability and from making the changes we need to deliver our promises to the American people, according to the report. It says that since Barack Obama's win in 2008, the party has vacillated between stagnation and retrogression, and says that on the whole, Democrats steadily lost ground since Obama's success. So it was the culmination of those losses that led to 2024. And the other part of all of this is former President Joe Biden neglected Kamala Harris in preparing her for a position like that. I don't know if that's necessarily true or if I agree with that. I think Kamala Harris as vice president was a liability. Anytime that they trotted her out to an event or put her in that spotlight, we got the word salads, we got the nonsense, we got the silliness, and they basically stashed her away. They basically didn't use her in the way that Donald Trump is using J.D. Vance, for example, where he is very much out front and center. He's part of the negotiating team on the Iran ceasefire deal. And so this idea that they neglected Kamala Harris, I think they saw her as a liability at some point. And then I think the most obvious part of this autopsy was they didn't define Donald Trump the right way. It was a failure to remind the American voting population why they didn't like Donald Trump, perhaps in 2020, and why they rejected him. And instead, they went a completely different route. And obviously, that was to their detriment. It really interesting report. And I don't know if they've learned enough about it yet. I don't know if they're taking those recommendations into play, but we'll see. 7 o'clock hour. It's coming up on JR Morning.